from, who's a ranking file member of the NUA. Now, port members from around the world have been staunch in standing up against the dirty racket that is global weapon shipping to Israel, with powerful shipping strikes and blockades. In 2024, New South Wales Maritime Union officials were arrested at Port Bondi in protest to blockade an Israel dim ship. And in February this year, workers at over 20 Mediterranean ports went on strike to block vessels like the Zim Virginia, suspected of arms shipments to Israeli ports. So it gives me great pleasure to announce our last speaker for the evening, rank and file member of the Maritime Union of Australia, Erin Madar.
Thanks everyone for coming out, and I'd also like to acknowledge that we're meeting on the land of the Gadigal people tonight. I'm here with a few of us from the Maritime Union, Wharfies, Seafarers. As Gabriel said, you know, we have consistently taken a position as a union and within our union for a free Palestine against this genocide. And we, you know, amongst us, me and Ryan, you know, we've been over to Palestine as union representatives, where we met with truck drivers who had to wait at the border for 6 to 8 hours, sometimes longer, just doing their normal day's work because, you know, of the border closures and the restrictions of movement. These are the kind of basic, you know, indignities that ordinary workers in Palestine face on a normal day, let alone, you know, the teachers, the nurses, the doctors, the journalists who have been targeted and slaughtered in this disgusting genocide on Gaza. Amongst our members as well, we've had MUA members who've been arrested under Chris Minns's anti-protest laws, blockading Zim ships, saying that, you know, we don't want to do trade with apartheid. You know, we marched under the slogan, if they block aid, we block trade. And they continue to block aid. And the people in this conference behind us today are talking about things like global risk outlook and, you know, global trade outlook. Well, the global trade outlook for Palestine and Gaza is that they don't have a port. They've never been allowed to have a seaport or an airport as part of being denied a state. And all of the imports are controlled by, you know, Israel and the neighboring states, Egypt and Jordan and so on, that keep those borders closed. And they aren't able to access basic, you know, foods and medicines, which is what we as maritime workers working, you know, on and around these vessels, that's what we want to be doing when we go to work. We want to be loading, you know, food and nappies and toys and play equipment and medicines, not this, you know, horrific explosives that we've found out about that CMA CGM is transporting, you know, to the US. And actually, just recently, I was at work here in Port Botany, and six artillery vehicles, rocket launchers, were left on our port. You know, they've come off a ship. We're a commercial port. We're not a military. You know, we don't take military cargo. And this is absolutely, like, looking into it a little bit, this is part of the Albanese government's expansion of the military here, their greater entwinement with the US. And it's, you know, it's concerning to all of us. Some of the companies that are inside today as well, you know, we've got Maersk. There was a whole campaign called Mask Off Maersk, led by the Palestinian youth movement and dockers in Europe for their role in transporting weapons around the world and their, you know, integral role in the logistics of weapons transfer. They've got Amazon speaking, one of the most notoriously anti-union companies in the world. And most of Friday, what they're going to be talking about in there is AI and how to replace us and, you know, get rid of workers. They don't care about us. They don't care about the people who work on their ships or on their ports, let alone the consequences of the trade that they're doing that's contributing to this genocide in Gaza. So the only people that care are people like us here out at these rallies and the people who work in those industries. You know, we have those connections with, you know, the crew who work on those vessels. We work in an industry that is international. These people know it's international. That's why they've got, you know, government ministers from New Zealand, from Australia, from the USA. They have a Marine commissioner speaking in there today, along with all these corporate criminals. They're organizing internationally, and we have to organize internationally as well. And that's why we're for internationalizing the resistance, globalizing the resistance, and globalizing the Intifada. Yeah. Australia is a signatory to the 1949 Convention on the Prevention and Punishment of Genocide and has an obligation to prevent genocide and not be complicit in genocide. And workers knowingly or unknowingly should not be put in a position where we are forced to breach those conventions. 100%. And that is why we stand here today, because we do not want to participate in that trade, but we face very draconian, you know, anti-protest and anti-strike laws, which this Labor government has not only left in place, but they've, you know, strengthened these anti-protest laws. They impose these anti-strike laws and massive fines on us, and they've attacked unions like the CFMEU that have defied those anti-strike laws to make the rest of us, you know, even more fearful. But workers across Europe have been repeatedly taking action, and there's another general strike day coming up on October 30 where 40 ports all across the Europe and Mediterranean are taking action, saying that ports must not be used for the transport of arms and ammunition, military equipment, or troops destined for war zones. And they're also taking aim at their own governments that are putting massive amounts of spending into the military, just like ours, when that money should be going into NDIS, into education, into our healthcare system, into properly funding our services, and so on. And our union has committed to exploring and acting upon any exports to Israel if they find any cargo that's being used to perpetrate the genocide against the Palestinian people. But the bigger that we make this movement on the outside, the easier it is for us, you know, in those workplaces to have those conversations, build support, educate people, because so many people don't realise just how complicit the Australian government is. This isn't something just happening on the other side of the world. It's happening right here. You know, every workplace, every city, there is 100 ties that need to be broken. You know, the nurses are doing a fantastic job standing up to the APRA, which adopted the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism and is trying to, you know, make healthcare workers across the country terrified to speak, you know, to be critical of Israel and the genocide. So every union, every workplace, every community group, campus has a role to play. I'll just end with a new chant. See if you can remember this one. So the shipping company is called CMA CGM. CMA, CGM, put those weapons in the bin. CMA, CGM, put those weapons in the bin. CMA, CGM, we will fight and we will win. CMA, CGM, we will fight and we will win. Thank you very much.